Hey everybody! We're super excited to introduce you to one of our advertisers, Northwest Naturals, one of the pioneers in creating raw food diets for pets.
And as retailers, we are super particular about what food brands we carry or recommend in our stores. And there are so many things that we love about Northwest Naturals. For one thing, they're a family-owned and operated green, sustainable company based in Portland, Oregon. I love supporting other small businesses.
Me too. In fact, Carly, Northwest Naturals was the first raw food I brought into my store 17 years ago. I feed it regularly to my dogs, and it's one of the best sellers in my store. Their USDA manufacturing plants control all aspects of food production from ingredient sourcing through final packaging.
Plus, they have so many options. They have raw, frozen, and freeze-dried diets for dogs and cats, frozen and freeze-dried treats, raw bones, and functional toppers. I know that our customers love having a variety of choices when they shop with us, and it's nice to be able to introduce them to a bunch of additional products when they find a brand they like.
We will only work with advertisers on this podcast who we truly endorse and encourage you to consider carrying in your own store. If you want to learn more information about Northwest Naturals, check out their website, www.nw-naturals.net.
That's www.nw-naturals.net.
Attention, independent pet pros. Let me introduce you to the Pet Shop Girls, presented by Pet Product News.
Hey everybody, I'm Sherry.
And I'm Carly.
And welcome to the Pet Shop Girls podcast. Today we're going to switch things up a little bit, and I am actually going to interview Carly about TikTok, because she knows more about TikTok than anyone I've ever met. She is the TikTok queen. She's gone viral. If you haven't checked out her page, it's amazing. It's House of Paws Boutique. Is that your handle
boutique.
On TikTok? Okay.
House of Paws Boutique. Yep.
We say boutique.
Oh, yeah. Remember, you Americans are wrong, though.
I know. I know it. Okay. We're gonna jump right in. And
oh, just a second there, Miss Sherry.
Fine.
You have turned the tables on me. You have turned the tables on me to say that you're going to interview me, but you just wait, Pet Pros, because Sherry will get hers. I'll be interviewing Sherry. Probably on, what's it called? Kava.
Kava. I'm really into Kava right now. If you don't know what it is, just Google it. Okay. Look, I run into a lot of Pet Pros out there that still aren't on TikTok. It seems overwhelming. Why do you think it's important for Pet Pros to be on TikTok?
I think there's a lot of great reasons to be on social media, period, and to be having a consistent presence on social media. The biggest reason is it's free. It costs you nothing to be on social media. But TikTok specifically, I think the biggest advantage that TikTok can give us as pet pros is visibility and exposure that you just can't get on other platforms. And if I use this analogy, if a doctor walks down the street, a doctor who saves hundreds and thousands of people's lives every year, they walk down the street, they're seen by people, nobody knows who they are. But a TikTok influencer or somebody who has, not even an influencer, but somebody who has a lot of visibility and exposure on the platform, they walk down the street and everybody knows who they are. Visibility, you can't be viewed or can't be visible if you're not putting yourself out there. So I think that visibility and exposure that you cannot get anywhere else happens on TikTok. You have a greater reach on TikTok than you do on the other platforms, the traditional platforms. So you have a greater reach on TikTok than you do on Facebook and Instagram. And you have another platform to establish yourself as that expert in the industry. And the reason that's important, I know that a lot of people are like, listen, I don't want to pat myself on the back and say, hey, I know all this stuff. But the reason that you do want to pat yourself on the back and say, listen, I know all this stuff and establish yourself as an expert is because when the time comes for that customer to buy, you will be top of mind because they're like, oh, that girl in Regina, She knows all of the things about pet food. And now I need to buy pet food. I need to talk to her. So the visibility that you get on TikTok is huge. And I can get into that a little bit more about why it's different on TikTok than it is on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, speaking of buying, I know a lot of people think social media is all about selling their products. Is TikTok the same? And I know people are selling on it, but like, how do you feel about it? What's going on?
Okay, I think the most important thing when we're talking about TikTok, just like any social platform, is to determine prior to putting content out there, or even if you are putting content out there today, you need to have a very clear mission about why you are on that platform, why you are spending time. And then that makes it much easier to assess your ROI or your return on your investment. In other words, your time. For me personally, my mission on TikTok was never to sell stuff. My mission on TikTok was to positively, I shouldn't say was, it is, to positively impact the lives of animals and dogs and cats specifically, because that's what I know. So my mission on TikTok, if I reach one pet parent who makes a positive change in their dog's diet and that dog's life improves, I've achieved my mission. I'm not foolish though. I love money as much as the next guy. And it's not that I couldn't be selling on TikTok, but right now my mission and all of my videos and my lives and all of my activity on TikTok is aligned with my mission to positively impact the health of animals. Does money come from that? Yep, that's a bonus. We get calls, we get emails, we get messages, we get people coming in the store on a regular basis saying, I found you on TikTok. And so we do get sales from it. Some people do sell on TikTok, but what I will tell you right now is your hardcore used car salesman, buy my stuff, I have lots of stuff, buy my stuff, that's not going to go very far on TikTok. I am a big believer that if you provide value, and which is what I try to do with my videos and my lives, because we go live every Friday. We call it Furry Friday. And so we go live every Friday afternoon and we dual stream on TikTok and Instagram. But we always have a topic, right? So we might be talking about how do you address allergies, or how do you read a pet food label, or how do you incorporate raw food into the diet, or why would you use goat's milk or kefir? We always have a topic. And do we showcase products? Yep, absolutely. When we're saying this is a really good way to transition from a dry to a raw diet, you could use a product like this. I'm not saying buy my stuff, but I'm saying I do have something that if you are in my area and you want to do these things, I have a product for that. But like I was saying, the people that are out there going, you know, buy my stuff, they're not going to get very far on TikTok. Authentic value gives, where those people are literally out there trying to help other people, and there might be a product associated with that, are going to be far more successful than the guy that's out there trying to cold call you through TikTok. It doesn't work that way on TikTok. People are looking for authenticity from the creators.
I like to use the TikTok platform to use it more as a editing software, and then I reuse that video on a bunch of other platforms. Do you repost your TikToks on other platforms?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Repurposing TikToks is, I love it. I'm going to back up to June of 2023. And June of 2023, I really decided I want to focus on making quality content. And by quality content, I don't mean polished Hollywood movie style videos. It's still just goofy me with bad hair and no makeup running around my store, flapping my face about whatever I'm talking about. But what I mean by quality is I wanted to have a structure, a format. And I learned through, I call him my TikTok coach. He is on TikTok. He is fantastic. His name is Aaron Sugi, and he is amazing. But one of the things, so when we're talking about repurposing, I always was. I would create my TikTok and I would repurpose that as a reel on Instagram. The reason that I'm doing that is Reels right now are getting the most play next to Stories. Stories and Reels are right up there for getting the most visibility on Instagram. Yes, your feed still gets some notice, but not like Reels and Stories. So I create my videos in TikTok and I repurpose them as Reels. Sometimes I use them in Facebook, or sometimes I put them onto our YouTube channel, or I send them out in a customer email, or I have QR codes in my store that if it's a really important topic and it was a video that performed very well, so obviously lots of people were interested, I've got QR codes in my store so that if a customer is self-serving in the store, they can always click on that QR code. So repurposing the content is fantastic. It's a fantastic idea to save time. What I've noticed when I really focused on making quality content, I more than doubled my Instagram followers since June. And the majority of those followers are coming from my Reels. So repurposing is huge.
And you know how they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. I think a video is worth 10,000. And I love your QR code idea because you're still talking. You're talking to them. They don't have to read anything. And you're selling in the store without somebody actually helping them. It's super awesome.
Yeah. We have postcards in the store that we hand out as some of our educational content to customers, and they're called the Dirty Little Secrets of the Pet Food Industry. Those are our postcards. And the postcard is literally just a postcard full of QR codes that explains to them, if you want to know the 5 treats that we don't recommend, if you want to know how to store your dry food properly, if you want to know how to level up your bowl or whatever it is. And it's just a bunch of QR codes that the customer can then take home, scan those QR codes, and whether they have TikTok or not, they can always watch a TikTok video. They do not need to have the app to watch your video. So that's another great part about TikTok.
That's actually a good piece of information because I did not know that. So you mentioned Stories and Reels getting a lot of engagement. Right now, I feel like there's a lot of people talking about low engagement. And we all know Facebook is pay to play. So if you're not paying Facebook, then you're not getting your posts in front of people. But we are all struggling with low engagement. What kind of engagement do you get on TikTok?
Yeah, that's an excellent point to bring up because engagement is low. So on Facebook, average engagement is 1.6%. That's average engagement. So if you had 100 followers, 1.6% or 1.6 people of your 100 followers will see and engage with that post. Now, for me, this is my own demon that I wrestle with, and sometimes we snuggle, but I need to have a post go out every day on Instagram and Facebook. And since the day my doors opened, that has been my own personal rule. A post must go out every single day. And I don't get a ton of engagement on Facebook. And in fact, my Facebook engagement has significantly dropped since we opened our doors, where my Instagram has gone up. But neither one of them come close to touching the engagement that I get on TikTok. And the reason that engagement is so different on TikTok compared to Facebook and Instagram is because on Instagram and Facebook, I have to be following you to see your stuff. And even if I am following you, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to see your stuff. But on TikTok, the difference is I don't have to be following you to see your stuff. If I'm engaging with other people's content that is similar to the content that you're putting out. So if you're always regularly putting out information on cats and dogs, and I'm interacting with other creators' content about cats and dogs, TikTok will say, hey, Carly likes this stuff. Let's send her more. We'll send her some of Sherry's because Sherry puts out stuff about cats and dogs and Carly likes that. So we'll show her what she's already expressed an interest in. So big difference between Facebook and Instagram. Like Facebook and Instagram, old school. I have to be following you to see your stuff. If I don't follow you, I don't see your stuff unless somebody I know shares your stuff and it magically gets into my feed. then I might see your stuff if I don't follow you. But on TikTok, it's very different. Even when you follow creators, you may not always see their content because it really depends on what you're engaging with yourself. So if you're liking dog and cat videos, or if you're liking cooking videos, or if you're liking podcast videos, you are going to then, TikTok's going to show you more of those kinds of videos, and maybe not from the creators that you're following. That's why your engagement can go up so drastically on TikTok in comparison to Facebook and Instagram, because you're being put in front of a bunch of people that don't already follow you today, which goes back to what we were talking about at the very beginning, visibility and exposure. And I'm going to get more visibility and exposure on TikTok because TikTok keeps showing my stuff to all these people that are interested in dog content. Whether they follow me or not, it's going to show me to them.
That brings me to the whole trends on TikTok. I have a couple of younger staff members that they come to me and they're like, this is a trend on TikTok. We need to post something like this. And occasionally I'll do it. Now I'll get good traction on it. But how do you feel about trends? Or do you want to stick with a certain style?
I think as a creator on TikTok, you can have a variety of styles of videos. So I can have my educational content. I can have entertaining content. I could have impressive content, or I could have inspirational content. And I think my videos need to fall into one of those four categories. Trends were a big thing. I know lots of people are like, TikTok, it's just stupid kids doing silly dances. And it used to be. You're absolutely right. It used to be. You didn't have to do much on TikTok before to go viral. Things have changed. The reason that I'm saying things have changed, some trends will catch a little bit of traction. The problem is, once you've seen that trend in your feed 2, 3, 5 times, you've seen it. It doesn't matter who's doing it now. You saw it. Trends used to be very big on TikTok, but the use of TikTok has really changed over the past 2-ish years, where TikTok itself, and Google is the one that admitted this, TikTok has become the biggest search engine in the world. So people are going to TikTok to say, I need to know how to do this, or I want to know more about that, or what do you put on a taco salad? It doesn't matter what they're looking for. They're going to TikTok first. TikTok is where they generate their initial awareness. And then if it's, okay, now I need to know more about this subject, that's when they'll take to Google and YouTube to go find more detailed, in-depth information. Because TikTok really right now is giving us what we're looking for, which are those micro bites, micro learning bites. Right, where we can learn if creators are doing it right, and by right, providing value.
When I heard this, it took me aback a little bit, because currently 43% of TikTok users say they regularly get their news from that site. So people are using TikTok to get the news. That blew me away. So of course they're going to go there to learn things.
I am in that 43%.
Yeah,
I do. I follow some different news channels in Canada and around the world. And there, a lot of times the news channels are on live all the time. And so when I'm putzing around the kitchen in the morning and I'm getting Zane's breakfast or doing whatever, I've got the news on through TikTok. And I get my news from TikTok. I learn about things that are happening that I didn't even know were happening. Trends, you've got to be a really big creator on TikTok today with a mass following for a trend to probably get you a lot of engagement. What people are looking for today on TikTok is value. They're looking for you to provide some sort of value, some sort of actionable tip. Let me tell you this. This is ridiculous. I saw a TikTok. This lady says top 7 cleaning hacks from 2023. So obviously she's some sort of a house cleaner or whatever. And I'm watching this, and bathroom garbages. She says, take your roll of bags and just put the whole thing in the garbage can and put your bag in there. So then the next time when the bag is full, you pull out the bag and you've got the roll. I'm like, oh my God, that's brilliant. Why didn't I think of that? Anyways, so people are going to TikTok to learn. People are going to TikTok to educate themselves or to get those little tips and tricks. When we were first starting this podcast, where did I go to learn about how to do a podcast? I went to TikTok. I literally went to TikTok and all I had to punch in was, how do you do a podcast? And boom, like thousands of little mini micro learning tips came up on TikTok. I'll tell you this too right now. No matter where you are focusing your efforts on social, you need to ensure that your customer is there. You don't want to spend all this time creating all this wonderful content and putting it out there for crickets because your customer isn't there. But I will tell you, because so many people say, isn't TikTok just a bunch of kids dancing? No. 40% of TikTok users have an annual income of $100,000 a year or more. 40%, you guys. So 4 out of 10 people that are viewing your TikTok are making more than $100,000 a year. Your customer is on TikTok for the visibility, for the exposure, for creating that brand awareness around you. It's priceless and it's free. I wouldn't do a TikTok ad, not now. I can't say never, but I do not do ads. I only do videos and I go live on TikTok. But the reason that I wouldn't pay for an ad on TikTok is because me personally, I skip every ad that I see because it looks so polished. And so I don't want anybody to think, man, all I got is my iPhone. Good. That's all you need. Like, you don't need big fancy equipment. You don't need lights. You don't need green screens. You don't need any of that fancy stuff. You are not making a Hollywood production here. People are looking for authentic, real people on TikTok telling them things that they maybe didn't know or reinforcing beliefs that they already had. Like, they're looking for that authentic content that is made by real people like you and me.
So for somebody that doesn't have a TikTok yet for their business, what's a good dip your toe in the water tip for somebody just starting out?
Okay. I would say, honestly, if you, when one of my employees, this was just over 2 years ago, and she's young, she's my 18-year-old employee, and she's, I think House of Paws needs to be on TikTok. I said, are you crazy? That's how they get you. And she's, that's how who gets you? I'm like, I don't know who it is, but that is how they get you. I'm like, I was scared. I'm like, no, I didn't want to do TikTok. And then, you know, a couple months after that, my two other employees who both brilliant young little girls who are going major places in this world, they said the same thing. We need a TikTok. And I'm like, what the TikTok? Why? Like, I'm busy enough with Facebook and Instagram. No, we need a TikTok. I said, all right, you guys, if we're going to do a TikTok, we need a strategy. We can't just be out there posting all willy-nilly. We need a strategy. And I don't care if it's Wiggle Butt Wednesday or Motivation Monday, or I don't care what it is, but we need a strategy. So they put together a strategy and then they started creating some videos. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's really neat. And at that time, what we were trying to do was we were trying to do the trends. And we were trying to do what everybody else did. Oh, we were going to do a store open with me and we were going to do an unboxing of product. And then my at the time store manager, she's 19 years old. She put together an educational TikTok on ingredient splitting and she showed it to me. They always, whatever videos they made, they always came and showed it to me. And are you comfortable with doing this? And are you good with this one being put out? Absolutely. So anyway, she shows me this TikTok that she created on ingredient splitting. And she wanted pet parents to understand what ingredient splitting was and why you wanted to avoid this. And I'm like, it's brilliant. This is a great video. So she puts it out there. That was our first, I'm going to say first viral. I say that with air quotes. That was our first viral video. But we also in 3 days went from 200 followers to over 7,000 followers from that video. Because we were put in front of that many more people. And immediately I was like, oh my goodness, people on TikTok want education. Here we are trying to be funny and doing trends and trying to do what everybody else is doing. We did an educational video and we saw a lot of traction from that. Oh my goodness, they want education. So at the time, audio trends were still a thing, right? Where you were taking a funny audio clip and then building it into your niche somehow. So what we started doing was we started doing alternating days. We would do like a funny, we would try to be funny one day and then we would be educational the next day. And I did not, who would have known that plastic would break the internet? I did a TikTok on how to store your pet food and the proper way is not in plastic. And that video was seen by 4.9 million people. That for sure was a viral video. 4.9 million people. One of my customers, actually, she was telling me that her parents, who I have never met, said, oh my goodness, we saw this lady on the internet. Don't store Chico's food in plastic. And she said, yeah, that's Carly. She owns House of Paws. That's where I shop. They're, no, it was a lady on the internet. And they go and they find it and they show her the video. And she's, yes, that's Carly. That's the pet store that
that's
I shop.
So funny. You so, know, whenever me and you go to that, trade shows, whenever me and you go to trade shows, there is always somebody that stops you in the aisle and is, oh my gosh, you're the TikTok person. So yeah, it's true. You're TikTok famous.
That's that exposure and that visibility. And I noticed it the most in last September when I went out to one of the Pets Canada trade shows. Every aisle I walked down, there was brands coming to me that I had never even heard of because they follow me on TikTok. And of course, there was pet store owners. I follow you on TikTok. And can I get a selfie with you? And I'm like, holy cow. But that's the exposure that I'm saying every pet store can do this and get that same exposure. And it's all for free. The biggest tip that I would give after I just rambled on about a bunch of nonsense is just do it. I get it that there's probably folks out there that are like, I don't like to be on camera. I don't want to be filmed. I don't want to be on video. There are ways that you don't have to be on video if you truly don't want to be on video. But I'm going to tell you right now, once you've done it once, twice, three times, it's old hat and it's easy. And then you realize how much you want to get out there and the messages that you want to get out there. And going on video, believe me, the very first time that I was doing a TikTok with my face, I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. And everybody's going to see me and blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. They're looking for authenticity. Like I said, they're not looking for you to be a polished, perfect movie star. And you've got an important message to get out there. So if you're scared to do it, if you're scared to dip your toe in the water and do some TikToks, then what I would suggest is honestly, grab your phone and just videotape yourself. See how you hold the phone. See which part of your body is in the view. See how you sound. See all of the things. There are editing tools. And I will tell you that the camera on your iPhone takes a far worse video than the camera in TikTok. It makes you look glamorous. So there's filters in TikTok so you can zhuzh your video however you want. But my best advice to anybody would be to just do it. Do it. You won't regret it.
Awesome, Carly. As always, thank you so much for sharing your TikTok tips with our listeners. I hope you guys are motivated to go out there and make some awesome videos.
I love talking about TikTok. There's a few things that I really love talking about. TikTok is one of them because I do truly believe in the power of TikTok. And I want pet pros to understand it is not just kids dancing. Your customer is there. And we've got some of our best customers from TikTok. And they come in the store going, oh my God, I had no idea this store was in Regina. And they found us on TikTok. And Regina's not that big, you guys, but they still had no idea that we existed. So just for the visibility, and it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. We've been on TikTok for, I think, like I said, just over 2.5 years. And we are at, I think, just over 56,000 followers. I have fallen off the wagon a little bit since Christmas because Christmas is busy and now we're getting ready for all the different things that we're doing throughout the year. So I haven't posted a whole lot of videos lately, but I know when I do and I make that quality content, we'll get more followers because we always do. And that It's a bit of a vanity metric to talk about the followers, but it just shows the power of TikTok. I've been on Facebook with House of Paws for 5 years and 5,000 followers on Facebook, and I have 8,000 or just over 8,000 on Instagram. And since June, that doubled, and that's because I'm repurposing my TikToks. So it just gets you out there more.
Awesome. Thank you again. And I just wanted to remind everybody that Carly is speaking at Global this year, 2024, on Friday the 22nd. So don't miss out to see Carly live and to deep dive into TikTok. We will catch y'all next time. See you later.
On the TikToks. Bye-bye, Pet Pros.
That's it for this episode, Pet Pro.
Make sure to follow, like, and subscribe.
Just hit all the buttons.
So you never miss the podcast that makes you sit, stay, and beg for more.
The Pet Shop Girls.
I'm sorry, were you asking me a question?
No. I was telling you a statement.
Okay, Sarah, you can cut that.